Blog Talk Radio.
Marvel finally did it. They took us by surprise. I guess, you know, we've been talking about how we were getting the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer this Saturday, which had people like, hey, man, what's going on, man? Why are we getting a trailer for that when it comes out at least 2 months after Avengers 4? What's going on? Why are they hiding the trailer from us? And, you know, in social media, I was like, hey, man, if they never put out a Avengers 4 trailer, I'll be perfectly happy. You know, I'm good with that. Just don't show us nothing, man. We'll just show up in May and we'll see the movie and we'll all be good, man. It's going to make $1 billion plus and it'll be all good. And then this morning hits and I come home and the Avengers trailer, which we now know is titled Avengers Endgame, is just sitting there waiting to be watched. And I watched it, and I'm glad they put it out now because I'm a dork, and I needed to see this thing. Avengers Endgame is the name of Avengers 4. Yeah, the Russos lied to us. They said that the title of the movie didn't come from any dialogue from Avengers Infinity War. That was a lie. I'm okay with that lie. They can keep lying to us as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to know anything about this movie. I don't want to know what they're going to do. So I'm perfectly fine with the title. Avengers Endgame, it works. It makes sense. It's the end of an era. It's the end of the first chapter of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's the end of everything we've ever known. So the title works. And of course, it works in the context of the movie, too, because this is the end game for these heroes. If they can't win this battle against Thanos, then that's it. It's over. So the title makes sense to me. I just want to give my quick thoughts on the trailer. Obviously, you can tell I'm excited for it, right? That's pretty obvious. But I just kind of want to go through some aspects of it real quick and talk about some of the scenes that guys. It's only about a two-minute trailer, right? It's only about 2 minutes long, which is perfect. And I'm hoping that Marvel does not, you know, go the other way when they start releasing more trailers. I actually don't want them to release more trailers. I want this to be the only one. They don't need to put out more. If this is all they put out, I'll be perfectly happy because this one teases everything exactly enough, more than enough. We see the characters we need to see, and we see where they're at. We see where they're at. We don't need to know more. I don't need to know more. We know there's a battle with Thanos coming up. Well, what more do we need to see? I don't rather have nothing else spoiled. There are a couple surprises in this trailer, too, that, you know, I kind of wish they hadn't given away, but they did, and it's fine. They're not but so bad. But I don't want them to spoil anything. So before I give my thoughts, let's listen to a little bit of that trailer now.
Hey, Miss Ponce.
If you find this recording, don't feel bad about this. Part of the journey is the end. Just for the record, being adrift in space with zero promise of rescue is more fun than it sounds. Food and water ran out 4 days ago. Oxygen will run out tomorrow morning. That'll be it. When I drift off, I will dream about you. It's always you.
Hey,
Thanos did exactly what he said he was going to do. He wiped out 50% of all living creatures.
We lost, all of us. We lost friends. We lost family. We lost a part of ourselves. This is the fight of our lives.
This is gonna work, Steve.
I know it is. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if it doesn't.
We met a few years ago at the airport in Germany. Got shot really big.
Is this an old message?
Ant-Man, I know you know that.
That's the front door.
That's me. Can you buzz me in?
And I love that it ends with just a little bit of humor and a callback to Ant-Man and the Wasp, because we know that Scott Lang. Well, we don't know how he got out of the quantum realm. That's a mystery that's yet to be solved. All right, so let's kind of go through this. God, that trailer's terrific. All right, so as you heard about that, it's mostly driven by Tony Stark, his final words as he's trapped up on a ship, floating aimlessly through space. You know, he's running out of air, no food. He's about to die. And he's leaving one final message to Pepper Potts, saying that he'll be dreaming of her. And I think it's a really touching scene, because we all love that relationship between Tony and Pepper that's developed over the years. Especially considering the step they took in the last film. This is a pretty big moment, but we all know he's going to be fine, right? We know he's going to be fine. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Captain Marvel who comes in and comes into the rescue. Considering how she was cold at the end of Avengers Infinity War, she'll probably be the one to rescue him. But that could be wrong. It's just a guess. But I love that moment. And there's a moment later on as well where we see Nebula, who is one of the few that also survived Thanos' snap. What's interesting is that the vast majority of the characters who did survive are the core Avengers team. Now, that I know that was not a coincidence, but Nebula is one of the few who is not. She's, a member, kind of a member of the Guardians of the Galaxy, but she's also someone who has relationship with Thanos. She is one of his adopted daughters. So it's obviously not a coincidence that she was left alive too. They need somebody with a personal connection to Thanos to be part of this final battle. And I'm actually really curious to see what her arc is, to see what happens with her. In fact, I'm possibly more interested in that than I am with almost any other character, just because I can't predict what's going to happen with her. And because she's not someone who's gotten so much screen time that we can kind of predict what she's going to do. She's played both sides of the fence. So I really want to know what happens with Nebula. I have a feeling I know what's going to happen with Tony Stark, But Nebula, I'm not so sure. And I can't tell if she's floating on the same ship as him. She's on a ship as well. They may have gone their separate ways. If I remember right, I know there was a ship on the planet that they were left on. But I don't know if there were two of them. So I don't know exactly how they could have gone their separate ways. I don't know how they could have. So it's possible that they're on the same ship. I am not sure. Let's see. What else? The next scene for me that really caught me was when they go to Avengers headquarters. And we kind of see Mark Ruffalo, as Bruce Banner. And he's seeing the list of all the friends who are either missing or just dead, and he just looks despondent. And I think that's a great moment. You see Thor as well, wearing a hoodie, which is interesting, an interesting look for a Norse god. That's an interesting look for him. He's there looking despondent as well. And we also see Cap and Black Widow, who are formulating a plan, but mainly it's Cap, and he's dealing with, you know, what happened and feeling like, well, not feeling like, admitting that they were lost to Thanos, that they were defeated. Thanos did everything that he said he was going to do. He took out 50% of all living things. They're all gone. And that is about as thorough of a defeat as there can be. I don't know if you can lose in any worse than that. I think that's about as complete a defeat as there possibly can be. And then we get one of the big reveals. We saw absolutely nothing of Jeremy Renner's Hawkeye in the last film. They teased us. They tricked people by showing him on set, but he wasn't actually in the movie at all. But now he's back, and he's a badass. We always kind of got the thought that he was going to be coming back as Ronin, which is a character he briefly played in the comics. And in this movie, and in this trailer, we get to see him finally as Ronin, carrying a sword and appearing to be in Asia, killing what I think are Yakuza members. I hope they're Yakuza, mercilessly in the streets. But when we see him, he looks upset. He looks angry. He's gone vigilante, clearly. And we can only assume, right, that the family that he set everything aside for, that he put down his bow and arrow for, that he took a deal with the government for after Captain America Civil War, we can assume that they probably were vanquished as well because of what Thanos did. And this has probably driven him over the edge. That's what I'm guessing. That's probably what's happened. We won't know until the movie comes out, but that's the assumption, right? That he's probably gone over the edge. His family's gone. And then there's a final moment. The final moment in the trailer was going back to Black Widow and Captain America talking about their plans. And of course, we don't know what those plans are, thank goodness. But I like the moment where Cap says, where she tells him this is going to work. And he says, I know it is, because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't. And if you listen to the soundtrack, it kind of stops. And all you hear is like the sound of like what sounds like heartbeats. Like, are those Cap's heartbeats? Are they going to be his final heartbeats? The assumption is that, the speculation is that Cap is not going to survive Avengers Endgame. But then again, we didn't think he was going to survive Avengers Infinity War, did we? I maintain that Cap gets his happy ending. He walks off into the distance. He hands over his shield, and he goes and lives a quiet life, safe in the knowledge that he has saved the planet and all of humanity. He said he began his career as a hero by saving humanity from what was then the ultimate evil, the Nazis, and now he's doing it again by stopping a different genocide, or reversing a different genocide, I should say. And I think that's about as good a way to wrap up his story as possible. So that's the way I look at it. We'll see what actually happens when the movie comes out. And then there's that scene, like I said, right at the beginning, a little bit of levity as Paul Rudd returns as Scott Lang, who has found his way out of the quantum zone. We don't know how he got out, but he's there and he's knocking on the door. So that's clearly going to be a key figure in the battle against Thanos. We don't know how. He has sort of been like comic relief in the times he's had to fight alongside the Avengers, or a fight against the Avengers, I should say. He's always been sort of comic relief, but he's powerful. He may be a clown, but his powers are real. His powers are unique in this Marvel Cinematic Universe. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with him. So those are my thoughts on the trailer. I absolutely loved it. It's dark stuff. This is not an action-packed trailer, and you know, but it's there to set a mood. And the mood for this movie is that this is it. This is the end. This is not supposed to be, or at least it shouldn't be teasing yet. a big over-the-top action spectacle. That's not where this is at right now. Later trailers will give that stuff away, I'm sure. I hope they don't. Like I said before, I think this is enough. If Marvel carries through until May with this teaser, that's all they need to do. We don't need to see Thanos. We know what he looks like. What do we need to see him for? We don't need, and at this point, he should have no plans. He's done. He's finished what he needs to do. So why do we need to see him doing anything? So again, I'm hoping that this is Marvel plays this one differently than they have other trailers for other movies, and that they just let this be Avengers Endgame. This teaser is all we're going to need. So the end of the trailer. Well, actually, no, I should say that the new poster that came out for the movie reveals that Avengers Endgame is going to come out earlier than we thought. Now, the original date was May 5th, 2019. But the movie is actually going to come out on April 26th. Yeah. So we're getting it a full week earlier than we were going to. So we won't have to wait. So I guess this is Marvel kind of making up for the fact that we had to wait forever for this trailer to arrive. This is their way of making up for it by giving it to us early. And you know what? I thank them for that. I thank them for that. April 26th. I believe that's the worldwide date too. So I think it's going to be dropping both here and abroad on the same date. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going on. So yeah, April 26th, folks, mark your calendars. All right. Those are my quick thoughts on Avengers Endgame. Be sure to leave your comments, of course, about what you thought about the trailer and what you think about what I had to say about it. And this will be posted right here on Ball Talk Radio, and you'll be able to find it at punchdrunkcritics.com as well. All right, get pumped. Watch the trailer 10, 20 more times today, like I'm sure most people will. All right, see you later, folks. Goodbye.